Okay. We will not be taking public comment at this special meeting of the PFC. It's a meeting just to meet with the candidates for the higher level promotions in the fire department. Any disclosures or recusals from commissioners? Okay.
No.
Then our only item of business is the introduction and formal discussion with the promotional candidates. And we'll go ahead and start with Assistant Chief Ron Bloomer. Ron, I see you there.
Yep.
A lot of times it's easiest for us if you would start giving us just a brief bio of your history with the department, anything that you think that we should know. And then if you would also add just a piece on the end of that and tell us a little bit about what the role you anticipate after the promotion goes through as assistant chief, what your duties and responsibilities would be as well.
You bet. So Ron Bloomer. So I actually joined Madison Fire Department in 1995. So I just celebrated my 30th year of being on here. And the different roles I've done throughout the department has been, I've been a firefighter, as a paramedic, I was a driver, as a lieutenant, as a captain of fire training, then now a division chief currently. So I've kind of done all the different roles within the department that actually are possible. I just kind of always enjoyed them all, and just and then also special teams, so different special teams. I've been part of the lake rescue team. Currently the division chief of the lake rescue team was actually a lake rescue team member for many years, and also was one of the first HURT members, the heavy urban rescue team members also, when I joined back in 95. I was actually part of the technical rescue team and then the lake rescue team at the same time. And then also part of the hazmat team. So I think one unique thing about me with my career here is that I've actually worked in all the first 10 stations, and I had the entire city as my first in territory at one time or another, which I think is just it's rare. And just the chance to actually be connected to every single community and see actually how every station actually is actually kind of a unique thing. So with the assistant chief of personnel, so one thing is, little background, actually, when I saw your agenda, actually kind of makes me warms up my heart a little bit. I was on a school board for 15 years, and one of those roles that is on the school board was seeing the agendas, and that's where I appreciate you all, come to these meetings at 5 p.m. at night. And so I think it's just always kind of a, the connections you all have and special meetings you have is actually appreciated. And then one of those roles was actually I was the chair of the personnel committee too for that school district. So I understand the, just the different roles. People are our greatest assets. So the different areas for me, I was also in the fire training, fire instructor for Madison College and Black Hawk Tech. So the fire portion of operations and tactics and training has always been a comfortable thing for me. And personnel, people are our greatest assets. So to actually deal with the promotions, discipline, all that stuff, and actually relating to people and working with people, I have a really good history of being with the people. I think the reason for that is basically I've been in all the different roles, and I can really empathize for everybody in the different roles and the different experiences over the 30 years, just within the department, just exposures that I've had. So I think people understand also where I come from, and also who I was as a lieutenant and a firefighter, and the different roles of what my expectation was of myself. And I've kind of always had a high standard for myself to basically just to do the right thing, to be kind. And that's probably who I am. So.
Okay. And it sounded, did you say that you were going to be the assistant chief of personnel then?
Yeah, so Chief Fabry will be leaving, and so I'm sorry, because you guys have been working with him for the past year. I'll be the assistant chief of personnel, and so I'll be seeing you at many of the future meetings and stuff. So me and Chief Fabry actually go way back. We actually went to paramedic school together back in 1999, and so we kind of go way back, and just how we relate together.
Okay. And is Chief Bavery just going to a different position, or is he?
Chief Fabry actually got offered a job down in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Oh.
So him and his wife Leah will be moving down to Clearwater Beach, and his role is going to be actually a support chief. And I'm sorry to disclose it to you if you haven't heard about this yet, but
Oh, that's okay.
yeah, he actually will become the number two chief down there at Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Okay.
So him and his wife Leah, and it is his birthday tomorrow. So if you just to know that.
Well, there you go. Excellent.
We may have to go down there and just check and see how he's doing. And
Do an inspection, yeah, an
yeah,
inspection to our machine.
I think it's a road trip.
Yeah, holding up the
Definitely.
Madison standards.
In January. Oh, that sounds
Yeah.
perfect.
There you go. So if you could just start out, we're always interested and we'll open it up for kind of questions and just be an informal discussion. But I'm interested in what you see are some of the challenges from the perspective of the personnel assistant chief, what you kind of see would be some of the challenges coming for the position or some of the things that you see that could be developed, something like that. Just kind of getting your perspective on those.
I think personnel chief historically is kind of one of those chief roles where, because you deal with discipline, people tend to basically kind of isolate themselves back actually from the people, and to actually, because they've already given out discipline. That's not me. I think I'm somebody who actually is really good about actually going back with people and being with people. And just with my experience with the fire operations and stuff like that, it's easy for me to actually stay involved in the operational side, which that's where the people actually need to see the personnel chief. Seems like the personnel chief usually gets called up in the personnel portion of it so heavily that they forget this part of it. And it's important to keep that connection. And that'll be an easy transition. But I think the personnel chief is such a reactionary position. I think it needs to be more proactive, and that's where I look at doing it. There's a lot of things we can do through educating and actually helping people with leadership skills, and then basically through professional development with our chiefs, division chiefs of professional development. And that's one thing I'm looking forward to doing is so like if we find we have a lot of discipline in one certain route or one certain item. Let's provide leadership skills. Let's be a little more proactive and actually help educate people to actually of even whether it's a discipline or even how to lead people away from it. And I think there's always been, even for me, there's always been a question, exactly what does the personnel chief, what are the rules, what are all the steps of the disciplinary process you actually have within the department? And for people to actually understand all those different steps and the different opportunities, even for our lieutenants. And Lieutenant Frankie, he could probably test that. It's like, what do you do when you have this going on with this person? And when I look at discipline, to me, it's always an opportunity, And I think so often people look at discipline as, basically this is a hand slap or this is a discipline, this is going to look terrible. But to me, it's always an opportunity for people to grow and for basically this is what it was, this is how it played out. But now this is your opportunity to actually become a better version of yourself or become a better version of the firefighter we need. And that's really where that's kind of always where I've looked at that role more. It should be more proactive, or we can be more proactive, and to actually help people become leaders. And I think it just helps from the top down.
Thank you for that. I really respect your position on what discipline is. It's about you got because we spend so much time and energy hiring good people. It's finding ways to keep them successful in their careers. Commissioners, I'm going to open it for questions.
Well, I have a question. What are you most proud of when you think about the Madison Fire Department?
It's a family. It really is. And I think when I look back at that, I think the thing I'm most proud of is the relationship that I have with everybody. And I think where that is calls are calls going, that's actually helping people is that's been a gift, over the 30 years, and to be able to help people and go on calls. But I think this thing is trust, and I think to come on this department and actually have the trust of the community, the trust of the people, the trust of the members, the trust, I think any relationship, the most powerful thing is trust. And when you have trust, basically it just opens the world for so many different things. And then, but I think the trust of the people over the years and the trust of the community, and then just the opportunity to actually serve with that is actually, people always think, yeah, whatever. But to me, I'm one of those that actually thanks them. So, but I'd say over the years, the experiences are what they are. And, but they were like, whether it's the calls, the experiences on those calls, those all develop me who I am. And basically also give me a value to to life and the value to everything. That's what the calls kind of give us, is a different perspective on different things. But it's that goes back to that family that we as members and stuff like that do together. And I think where you look at the fire service and the police service, where and everything is what binds us all together, is really that the things that we experience together and get through together, that creates that family bond and stuff. That's actually why it is such a close and tight bond for that. And then I think that trust component comes in, that they know that I'm there for them, and they can trust that, hey, Chief Bloomer now, was Lieutenant Bloomer, was Paramedic Bloomer, but is always the person that I was never one to complain. I was always the one that would actually try to make things better. And yeah. Hope
Thanks.
I answered it.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Chief Bloomer, please forgive my ignorance. As the personnel chief, would you be part of the team that would do the negotiations with the bargaining units?
I would. Yep. And then so some of the experience I have with that too is even on the school board. So actually I was actually the bargaining for the board side. The roles I had on the for the school board was as the board clerk and the board treasurer too. So those were the different roles I had there. So bargaining. So yeah, I would be on the bargaining with Local 311 on the behalf of the city side.
Wait, you're on behalf of the city or on behalf on Local 311?
On behalf of the city, so
Oh,
what
okay.
we do is we'll take a look at the policies and the contract and anything that we feel that we need to adjust in the contract of Local 311's contract. That's where we'd actually do that at that bargaining.
Okay.
I had a
And with Local 311, I have a great relationship with them too. And yeah.
Now, Ron, didn't you were old when you were paramedic, you were out of one, weren't you?
So actually, I was like station number four, and
You're
then
old, okay.
station number three back at four, and then I became a paramedic at station number eight. So I was downtown for many years as a firefighter.
Yeah, I
And
think I remember crossing paths with you.
yep.
It's been a
And
few years.
and you know what? And I think that was thing, like even when I was in the training, when I was a captain training, I think that PD, FD side of it. I always wanted to break down those barriers. That's where John Patterson, actually, he was the captain of police training, and I was the captain of fire training. And I asked him to actually come talk to our academy to basically, what are the expectations of police officers? And because we are such a bigger family as a city unit, and I think it was actually trying to cross all those bridges and actually have us work collectively together. And that's where, like John Patterson, he was the training of police off the police department. I wanted our brand new recruits to actually understand when we show up that they actually are part, we're all part of the same team. And actually, the best way to get that was actually by having Mass and Police Training actually provide that training for him. This way, we were working together. And then I would do stuff with him for his academies too.
Excellent.
Do you know if that has continued?
Yeah, it has. And it kind of just goes back to like even the promotionals or just everything that happens when people get hired and stuff. And then actually at graduation ceremonies, you start seeing a lot of crossover with people. I think another thing that's really helped out too is our TEMS. We have our tactical EMS. So our tactical EMS is working really closely with their SWAT team. And so then what that does, I think we're just having a lot more crossover because of that.
Great, thanks.
I do think that crossover really helps. Other
Yeah.
questions from commissioners for Chief Bloomer? Kevin, I see you're just joining us. Are you able to hear us?
Yeah. Just a second. Sorry about
Okay.
that.
Oh, there you go.
Busy with
Excellent.
work.
No, it
Yeah.
never ends. I was
Yeah.
just wondering if you had, we're just started the the questions with Assistant Chief Ron Bloomer. And there.
I got to gather my thoughts. I
Okay,
apologized.
no, it's okay. I'll give you a minute. I liked the really liked the idea about the proactive, the professional development. Do you know, does the fire department have much professional development for leadership skills for the newly appointed supervisors, or what kind of direction are you thinking with that? And Ron, if I may call you that, if that's
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And so, yeah, and actually, like a perfect example is this year. What we did is throughout the years, we've always had paramedic training for paramedics, and in the spring and in the fall. So this year, what we did, we actually had a lieutenant an 8-hour day for lieutenants to actually come in while they're off duty. And one of the big reasons for that was actually to increase communication between administration and the field, and are basically to with the lieutenants. And with the lieutenants, they are actually in the stations every day. And even starting out that training, it's basically to let them know that they really do control the culture, they control everything, the environment, they control basically how happy everybody really is in the field, because they have those touches with them when our members are actually going through something hard. They see that firsthand, and they're there. So it's actually about empowering those lieutenants to actually understand, hey, this is actually, it's up to you to do that. We are here as a resource, and actually our job as chiefs is actually to support our lieutenants and to support people. And I think that's one thing for them to actually hear, is that that's actually what our role is, even as chiefs, and it's to support them. And then to actually have that training for 8 hours, now we could actually do a whole bunch of different touches, and that was brand new this year, that we actually brought in. So now we're actually having that professional development of the lieutenant, teaching them fire operations, personnel things, different things. Another component too, that I worked with our hiring and promotions, who also does the thing, is our lieutenant process. Throughout the years, we always have a lieutenant process, and one person's going to go to this person, how do I become a good lieutenant? One person goes to this person, how do I become a good lieutenant? But the thing is, Madison Fire Department should be doing that, so. And so the one thing they wanted to do is they talked about doing just the interview panel type of thing. And I'm like, well, you're getting a whole bunch of different feedback from people bringing different components. Teach them actually what we expect of lieutenant. So now with the lieutenant process, it's like, here's what we expect for the fire training scenario, and here's why. But that's not to really pass a test. What it is, it's actually fire training scenario actually needs to mimic what we need them to perform as a lieutenant in a training component. Now the personnel scenario is the exact same thing. Here's what we expect to you as a lieutenant to do this. Here's how to do it. So we're actually training people, actually even on the promotional side of it, as people prepare for something. But I think that's a good component about that, is what it does. It actually, here's what the expectations are. It's actually laid out. Here's what we expect. So now they'll actually be able to perform that and understand that, hey, I'm getting into this role. Here's my expectations. You know what? And actually, we're supporting that. So now everybody's not going to different persons or different people. So we can actually have one what we expect as a department.
That I respect that as well. I think that's you train people to succeed.
Yeah.
Other questions commissioners have for Chief Bloomer?
And on the personal side, if you have any personal questions about me, I'll just add that one in. So I have two grown daughters, and so if you care to know about that part,
No,
and
that's fine. It makes it more it makes you more of a person to us.
yeah. So I have two grown daughters. One's down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who's works for Grant Thornton, so she's in the accounting world. And one another daughter too, who's married, and she's in Verona. She's 25 years old. So my wife actually passed away suddenly back in January of 2024, and that's actually where I began the chief world and stuff like that. So, but yeah, so I think that's another component too, So, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
thank
sorry.
you.
I'm sorry to hear about that. But on another note, I had a daughter that worked for Grant Thornton and had a great experience. Doesn't do that anymore, but had a good experience. So
Oh, I
it's a
love
good
them.
training ground, if nothing else.
It's been amazing. She's doing wonderful. Yeah, and for my wife and I, we were married 25 years, and I think if we had a marriage where we had issues or anything like that, then I would have regrets. But you know what? We had the best marriage and stuff like that. So I was lucky to have those 25 years. So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, commissioners.
I guess I'll ask
Go
two
ahead. Yeah.
questions.
Yeah.
I asked the union question. What's your relationship with the union, with the firefighters union, and any experiences there? And then the second question is, now that the daughters are out of the house and you're, focused on your career, what other passions do you like to do for your endeavors
Yeah,
outside
so
of
we'll go
work?
to the
Oh,
union one
first one,
first.
union one.
Yes, for the union one first. So actually, I have a great relationship with the union. I've never taken one of those leadership roles within the union, but I've always worked with them. And so part of that is whether some of the different roles I have taken with the union is things like the memorial committee and stuff like that. So I helped develop like the fundraisers and stuff like that for the firefighter memorial out there at station number 14. So I was actually one of the first ones to actually start that. So I've been on different committees for the union. There are the parts of the I've done for the union too is more of like a leadership role, like even on the fire training world. It's like when we do fire ops, I would actually be one of the head instructors for those things too, or even different committee things where they wanted somebody, especially on the fire tactical side of things. So I was actually part of the union there. Well, the other thing too is when I started out, I was actually at station number one, and my lieutenant was actually my second year was actually Joe Conway. So I worked several years with Joe Conway, and on his crew. So I have a great, I've always known him for years. So when Malin and Kevin and Sherry, when they got hired, they were brand new firefighters and stuff. And they actually, I was more of their senior firefighter at that time too. And one thing you'll always see with me is I'll treat the newest person with the same amount of respect. To me, I always respect everybody. So like Kevin, Sherry, Ted Higgins, all of them, I have great relationships with. Malin Mitchell, I have good relationships with all of them. And but I've never taken one of those leadership roles within that. So just with the union relationships too, is I was on the school board, and so the union in Monticello Schools where I was at, I was actually one of their biggest advocates, even as a school board member, because they have rights and to make sure that they understand, what their rights are and stuff like that. And they actually maintain their union even throughout Act 10 and all that stuff. And it's because they have their rights and stuff, and they do have a voice. And but then there's an ownership that the union needs to also have too over the employees. Like with so much of their employees, I mean, they're there to protect them, and I think that's also important too for the union to actually have that leadership role with their employees too, to actually protect their employees sometimes against ourselves. That's actually a good thing too, and actually to work with union leadership to not it's not to just matter of being a defender, but the better we work with the union, the better we can actually be leaders together and collectively. And then like on the personal side of things, I like to do is I'll work out. So I like to work out every day or try to work out or different things. I love to travel and different things. So I love to see my daughters. But kind of like all that stuff, or just even being around the city.
Well, thank you. My view for being active in the union is that you were active, you were on a committee, and that's a leadership role just in and of itself, just to do anything, even if it's not like the title. So appreciate your answers. Thank
Yeah,
you.
thank you.
Mary, you're muted.
Didn't want you to hear me chewing my apple. But we'll go last call for questions for Chief. There you go. It's apple time. So we'll go with last call for questions for Chief Bloomer, and then we'll let him head out. And hearing none, thank you so much for your time tonight, Chief. I know this the we act, I believe we look at the details and act on this at our next meeting. So
Great. Thank you.
thank
All
you. It's
right.
nice to meet
It's
you.
nice talking to y'all.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
I will remain here though, so I am in
Oh,
the
you're
car.
welcome to. Yeah, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I'm on the command car. I got Chris Thomas holding over for me, but I'm just going to take the car back. But this way he can go home to meet his family.
Oh,
But
that's nice.
be here. You bet.
So then we will turn it over to the next contestant, Division Chief Nathan. Is it Frankie?
It's Frankie. I tell
Frankie.
Eric that he pronounces it. or mispronounces it rather, Casey.
There you go. Well, and we'll call you Chief as well. It's just easier when you just call everybody Chief.
Well, thank you. I'm not there yet, but I certainly appreciate the hopeful nod that I can get from you folks.
Okay. If you could, we'll have the same introductory question that we had for Ron, which is if you'd give us kind of a quick summary of your career and then talk to us a little bit about the role that you'll be assuming when you move into that division chief role.
Okay, great. Thanks for the question. Can everyone hear me? And I apologize for the name, me on my iPad. I was afraid to try to change the name once this went live and hang up, so I didn't want to do that. I go by Nate. Everyone calls me Nate except my mom, which is fine. I tell my wife that all the time. I'm like, she named me. It's fine. She can call me whatever she wants. But most of my close acquaintances or anyone that I would introduce myself to, including you folks, it would be Nate. I have been with the fire department. I'll be starting my 27th year, so not quite as long as Chief Bloomer, but not far behind him. I have as well filled just about every role, short of maybe that chief's aide position, that the department has to offer. Even the captain's positions, when we were trying that out for a while to see how it fit the department. I've learned a lot in every role. I've been excited to have and hold every role. I started paramedic a little sooner than I wanted to, but the city had a need, and it was actually a great time. I didn't have kids yet, so it was a good time to go to try to grasp that that education. But I have loved every single role that I've been in. I'm happy to say that my name's been at least crossed across this body's desk a number of times, and I've gotten the stamp of approval every time. So I don't imagine I would do anything to disappoint and fail on this endeavor. So let's see. Yeah, starting 27 years, again, firefighter, paramedic, driver, lieutenant, captain, sprinkled in there. I taught at one of the training academies. What else? I've been a member of the HURT team, excuse me, the HURT. We joke with people who call it the HURT team because the T at the end of HURT is team. So I've been a member of HURT since its inception. One of the founding members there as well on tech before that. Never was a diver, never did the hazmat thing, but that's kind of the time when I was busy being a medic. And I like to tell people, you may ask where I served. Ronnie said he's served just about everywhere in the city, and I suppose in relation to being a medic, I did as well, but I was moved 9 times in my first 10 years, and Chief Keegan said that was because I was so good they needed to sprinkle me around. So whether or not I follow his line of thinking, it proved to be very useful once I got on the ambulance. Nearly a lifelong Madisonian. I was born in Arizona because that's where mom was when I decided to come. But otherwise raised on the east side. Love Madison. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps right after high school. In fact, I enlisted before I graduated high school. Immediately went away for 4 years, and honestly could not wait to get back here. The places that I went around the country really left me not desiring to come anywhere other than back here. And I knew when I wanted to come back that I wanted to be on the Madison Fire Department. I kind of had that dialed in my brain housing group before I left, but I knew that it was going to take something special at that time to make it through the interview process and stand out. So I thought, well, why not go be part of the best? So I joined the Marine Corps, and that's what I did. Sorry, were you raising your hand? You're muted. I didn't hear any of that.
Sorry about that. The chief
It's okay.
waved because I think he was leaving for a call, and so I just have habitually waved back.
Understood.
Apologize for that.
Okay. I guess I'll just take this opportunity to ask if that's too much about me, you would like to know more about me. I don't want to give you a bunch of information that's not relevant. I know, again, I completely agree with Ronnie that acknowledging your volunteer time is extremely important. And I'd rather stay focused on what this endeavor is for, but but I truly am happy to be here. And I can tell you, I'll tell you this, and I should have said it while Ron was still on. I worked with Ron all of my time on the MFD, so it'll be 27 years starting in February. You couldn't get a better person as a personnel chief.
Oh,
And
that's
I would
good.
say that I'm saying it now that he's not here. I would certainly say it if he was here, and it does me no benefit to say that. But he is a fantastic individual. So there's a plug.
Very kind. And then could you talk to us a little bit about the role you'll be assuming as a division chief?
Oh, I was actually thinking about this while you were asking his questions to him. I was really looking forward to answering this one because Ron and I are actually going to get to work very closely together, which I think is not just because I'll get to work with him, but it's because I'll be taking over health and safety for the fire department, as well as I'll be running the heavy urban rescue team, which I've been part of for so long, like I shared. When I knew Jerry Buechner was going to retire, and I saw that his opening or his leaving could create a void in that specific part of working for the fire department, I love the idea of serving the ones who serve the community. Yes, I was in the Marine Corps. No, I'm not super militant, but one of the biggest things I hold very close to my heart that I learned while I was in the service is that you take care of your own. And I'm really looking forward to being able to help take care of our own. You touched on it earlier, Mary, that we spend a lot of time and resources to hire who we feel are the right people. It does no good to not serve them throughout their career. So I completely agree with Ron that I think there's some things that we can do to maybe be more proactive. You talked about the career development stuff, the leadership stuff. That's spot on. I know those things can take money. I understand that, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And I really feel like having been in the field, I've worn this blue shirt. Well, not this one. These are relatively new. I've worn a blue shirt for 27 years, and I can tell you that there is a desire for more engaging training. There is a desire for more leadership and guidance type training. Not to say that there haven't been attempts. Maybe it just didn't pan out. So I love the idea of maybe being on the working end of that and seeing what we can get accomplished.
Excellent. Commissioners, questions?
Well, I'll ask you the same question I asked Chief Bloomer, which is, what are you most proud of when you think about the Madison Fire Department?
That's easy. That's our people. And the product that we provide to the community. Maybe you've heard it in your time on the PFC or other parts of the city, but the Madison Fire Department truly is a community toolbox. We serve the community in a number of ways, and sometimes we have to do things that are a little unorthodox to make it better for the people that we serve. And fortunately, we get to carry really big toolboxes, right? I can tell you on a not such a mechanical line of thought that what they don't teach you in paramedic school so much, and what they don't necessarily teach you so much about your role as a firefighter, as a paramedic, as an apparatus engineer, as a lieutenant, basically all those people who are out there interacting with the public, what you don't get much, if any, training on is the human interaction part, right? The social work part. Like that's not something that we are explicitly, you have 90 minutes in this class and you're going to be taught to be a social worker, right? You're going to be taught how to deal with the homeless community, and we're going to teach you everything you need to know in 90 minutes, right? Or we're going to teach you everything you need to know to deal with the single mother with six kids in an apartment she can't afford, and now she's going to be evicted and she calls 911 because that's her way out of that situation that day. You don't get a lot of training on that. I've dealt with every single one of those examples, as have other people. So I'm bringing it back to the reason I'm so proud is that we deal with those things, and they're largely unrecognized, right? What we do is we help that mother and those six kids get through the day, or at least that part of the day. We help that homeless person who seemingly had no resources, maybe connect them with something, maybe give them a phone number they didn't have before. CARES has been a fantastic addition to the department. And so those types of things, what am I proud of? I'm proud of us and the services we provide. And I think it's just gonna continue to get better.
Thank you for those words. I also, as a I've lived in Madison my entire life, and I think that, I mean, you're so visible in your big red trucks and ambulances and things, and I truly believe that the community's proud of what you all do, and I know I am, and very appreciative. And had to, thank goodness, well, actually, I had to call about smoke in a neighbor's house one time, and so yes, I have interacted with a fire engine, but then paramedics. My mother had health issues, so
Yeah.
it truly is the people that make the difference. So thank you.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
I'm going to jump on a question before I ask the other commissioners. Since you brought up the CARES program, I'm interested on, hear different things and hear that and it seems that the need for those types of services are not dwindling at all. What do you believe that where that program, I don't know how much you'll, I think it's actually a different division chief that kind of oversees that, but I'm interested in your perspective as a member of the department on where it should go.
Oh, well, I think with some of the other things that we touched on, if we could be more proactive with the ability to provide a service or a resource rather than reactive, well, that would just be amazing. What would even be more amazing is if we didn't have the need for CARES and that part of the fire department could just go away. That's not where we're at. That's Division Chief Lisa Becker's lane for the department. She does a fantastic job. She's a wonderful fit for that. I actually had the privilege of spending some time with her in the last couple of weeks to get her perspective at her level of service. So, right, I'm coming out of the field, right? So I've been in those red trucks. I've been on those calls for the last, like I said, 27, nearly 27 years. So I'm coming in and I'm getting introduced to what the chiefs see when they are administering programs and doing that type of thing. So, where do I see it going? Boy, I hope if we can get funding, we can see it going further. I think that would be fantastic. Only if there's a need. Again, it's hard to answer that question, right? Because I feel like it's just this continual circle. Do we need more money to provide more services? Yes. Do I wish we didn't have to provide the services at all? Yes. So it's like you just keep going around and around. But I would certainly like to see that program continue to meet the needs of the department. And we're going to get really great support. We're getting vehicles that are more appropriate rather than the ones that were just kind of available for the last couple of years, which is fantastic. Because they're meeting people with various types of trauma in their life, and conducting business out on the street may not be the best approach, right? So now we can bring them in, have a private conversation. I don't know. I'm trying to remember some of the things that Lisa shared with me, but I think it's a great support to the city and to the fire department, because that those CARES people have they have taken, I don't know all the numbers, but I know it's over 3,000 calls that would have otherwise been for police officers and or paramedics, right? So they're able to dilute, or not dilute, they're able to put the resources of the paramedics back where they more appropriately should be, rather than dealing with some of the things that are not so urgently medical, more of the social work like we talked about. So yeah, I don't know. I hope that answers your question.
It did. I think you're, and I agree that I think it's a more efficient use of resources.
Absolutely.
Commissioners, questions? Go ahead, Martha.
So, what are you most excited about in your new role?
Boy, can I say all of it and have that hold weight? I mean, really, so I've applied for this position many times. And I've heard in the past, and I heard it again this time. It's not always about whether or not you can or can't do the job. It's about a fit and or a need. And so all the emotions I had in the past for not making it to this point, boy, they're honestly quickly forgotten considering I do get the opportunity to now, and I get the opportunity to go into the position that I would most want to fill, health and safety for the department. That I'm most excited about that. I'm most excited about being able to continue to administer processes that we have in place to ensure that the city gets a quality product from our people. And I'm also interested in working with our people to maybe look at some of those processes and see if they can be changed relative to how they were set up like 30 years ago. So I'm interested in change. I've always been an agent for change. I support change. It's really the only constant in this world. So yeah, I'm just excited to fill the role here, and just carry on some quality work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Devin, you going to go with the union question? There we go.
Well, sure, but I was kind of, I didn't know that people applied for the same position that many times, and I never heard of by need, and that makes sense. So I mean, you, how many times did, just wondered how many times did you have to apply? And you persevered and you still had a good attitude and all that. I mean, that's a good quality. So I just had that follow up.
Yeah, thanks for the recognition. Because I had a lot of stinking thinking going on sometimes. But you know, it's how you deal with it, right? It's not whether or not you get hit and get knocked down, it's whether or not you get back up. And I believe so much in my abilities to continue to serve in this department in different ways that there was no other option, really. I just kept trying. How many times? I think this may have been the fourth time. Yeah.
And then, do
Couple.
you have anyone that encouraged you, that you can give as an example, to how you would do that for others?
Which part? I'm sorry, I'm
Well,
not sure.
like just encouraging you to move, to keep going. You know, did you have that? It was that part of the culture, or do you think that needs to be more of that?
As far like
You know,
perseverance?
like, yeah, well, in terms of, you know, one time, two times, three times, some people, you know, need a little encouragement from others, say, hey, how about this? How about that? Try this. Don't worry, you don't have, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, is that part of the culture, or do you think that needs to be built upon when workers are kind
Yeah.
of, you know, some workers just need that extra encouragement when they're said no three or four times?
Right. Yeah. Yes, I think that's something that I can bring to the table, and now I can speak on it from an experiential standpoint, right? Believe it or not, all of us on the department, all of us in the field, have already heard that, and that has already been brought up because we all know of either once you get hired, you will learn of people who applied for this department multiple times before they got picked, or if you were one of the lucky ones to get picked right away, you hear about it in the firehouse. So, and it's like an immediate response when any of us support someone who wants to try to apply for the job and they don't get it. The knee-jerk first thing out of just about every firefighter's mouth is going to be, "Don't give up, try again. It takes multiple times." I mean, I would put my next paycheck on that statement. If you went and asked anybody in the firehouse, what's the first thing you say if someone says, "I applied and I didn't get hired?" Their response is going to be, "Don't give up, try again. It takes multiple times." So I just feel like if I'm going to say that, and I truly do mean that, well, then I need to live that. And now I can, I believe really firmly in leadership by example. And now, I'll have this component to add. And I think that for me, that's valuable. I value those things. I value leadership by example. And so that's just something that I try to adhere to in my life. And the positive attitude part, I mean, what's the alternative? It's too, life can be too heavy otherwise. So, you got to stay positive.
So I guess then I'll go to the question for union. What experience do you have with the union there?
Yeah, great. I was hoping you'd come to me with that one. I have been on the executive board for Local 311. I served as the exec board member for Station 4, also under Joe Conway's tenure as the president. So an interesting time of learning for me as a young person on the department and being an executive board member. I too, as Ronnie pointed out, like right in the beginning of his questions, that he appreciated you guys having an agenda. Couldn't agree more, because that wasn't my experience in some instances back in the day, but that has turned around. So yeah, having an agenda, like knowing what we're up against or knowing what's on the platform is deeply respected. And so I learned a lot with my time on the union, and I completely have been a union supporter. My dad was a local 159 IBEW electrician his whole life. So I've grown up with, I mean, I used to get those magazines all over, they were all over my house when I was a kid. So, not that that has anything to do with whether or not I support unions, but yeah, I absolutely do. Between the city of Madison as the employer and the union as being the negotiator, most of the things that I have been able to experience and have and share with my family and my life is thanks to the people who've done the work to let allow me to earn the living that I have. So, I have deep respect for that.
I just want to jump in, and as I said, I grew up in Madison. My parents were active in a lot of different things, so I remember Joe Conway very well at all kinds of Labor Day picnics, political events. He was always at the grill, and chat, and it was a and everything that he attended. Not only was he, I mean, he was representing firefighters. People didn't necessarily know what union it was, but he was representing firefighters. So it was kind of fun to hear you both. I can see him right in front of the grill.
That was his life, and that's what he that I mean, he wore that on his sleeve, and that was who he was. So, a lot of respect for that.
Further questions at all for our candidate?
I'll add, I was writing some notes here as
Oh,
we
good.
were
Go
talking
ahead.
with Chief Bloomer, that he was talking about beyond the proactiveness, the trainings that engage our folks specifically in the leadership department. Because in my opinion, we haven't had a lot of that across my nearly 27 years, right? It's we're going to have a promotional process because we have a need. Here's a stack of books. We'll see you in April. Great if you can remember things and take the test, doesn't really help you be a good leader, in my opinion. You need a little bit of both, but as Ronnie touched on, we had that leadership training, that 8 hours of outside training. They brought someone in who wasn't affiliated with the city, not affiliated with the fire department. Actually, this gentleman spoke, he has his own entity for a business, and he would speak at a number of in a number of arenas to a variety of specialties, but for us it was the fire department, and I've been hungry for that my entire time. That's the kind of stuff that I would look forward to if I could afford it, if I could get it away from my family because we had young kids at the time. I would try to go to some of those seminars, But the fact that it was brought here to Dane County, I mean, you went to the Verona Fire Station, I think, because it was a space issue, which was fantastic. I think there is an absolute hunger on the department for that. And so I'd love to see that continue. He also talked about other places that he's served on the department, right? So I've been at Station 14 since it opened, where the memorial is. It's a fantastic facility. I can tell you, having visited other firehouses around the country, Madison is very special. We have it very good. And I know I will personally see to it, to the best of my ability, that that is recognized by our members and continue to nudge them in the direction of taking care of what we have, because it's truly valuable. So that memorial, just I think about that every morning when I come into the station. And beyond that, for myself, I have been on the mentorship committee. So I've served on committees. That was a joint committee with, and sorry, Kevin, this is referring back to you a little bit, but that was a joint committee between fire admin and Local 311, as a way to support younger people coming up through the ranks in different positions. So again, lending that kind of leadership experiential component, where there may not have been any experience on the part of the new person. So we would be there to try to help guide them and give them a sense of direction and some tips. So that type of thing. I've always been excited about any engaging training or engagement on the department has been very valuable.
Okay, I'm going to call last call for questions for Nate.
You can call me iPad if you have to. It's right there, I know.
I like Nate better.
I'm
It's
going to change the name once we hang up, but I'm
a
afraid
little
that
more personable. So I just want to make sure everybody got their questions. So. All right, and then hearing none from commissioners, I want to thank you so much for your time. As I
Thank you.
mentioned to Chief Bloomer, we'll be addressing this at our next business meeting, but we want to just acknowledge you taking the time tonight to meet with us, and it does give us a chance to see the person behind the paper. We do the personnel file reviews and all that, but it's nice to see the person.
Good, good. Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure to see you guys. I was looking up, I'm like, well, I got to get the names on the commission, and Google's not so great for that because it gives me like a bunch of people who've been off
Oh,
off
historic
list.
ones. Yeah.
But it's nice to meet you guys and see you in your faces. So thank you very much.
Nice to meet you
Thank you
too.
so much for your time tonight.
Sure. Thanks, everybody.
Night.
Good
Night.
night.
And then, commissioners, we have to have a motion for our last before we can say good night. So I will take the final motion from a commissioner.
Move to adjourn.
I have a
Second.
move to it. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that is unanimous. Thanks so much for your time tonight, everyone. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Good night,
Good
everybody.
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.